about the vagina. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know what? We didn't hear this important message today.
Germany today appears to be beaten. Hitler out.
Right.
Swastikas
gone.
Gone. Nazi propaganda off the air.
It's a reminder, our Friday reminder.
Concentration camps empty.
Empty.
There are ruins. There are flowers. There's some mighty pretty scenery. Don't let it fool us. It's still enemy country.
Right.
We must still be alert. We must still be suspicious of everyone. We must take no chances.
Right.
We're up against something more than tourist scenery.
Don't forget.
We're up against German history. It isn't good.
Have a nice weekend.
The Don and Mike Show.
One.
Two.
Oh, hold on. One, two, three, four.
The thing just regurgitated.
Regurgitated. I like that's good. A new word.
A good word.
That's what Tom does.
He just invented a new word.
Regurgitated.
Regurgitated.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
They will scare you straight. The Don and Mike Show.
There you go. All right, we heard our message about Germany.
Yes.
Rocking out with the Hollies. Robbie, you got a text?
An urgent text.
Oh. From who?
Super Dave.
What does Super Dave have to say?
Congrats to Matt for handling the tasing. I now have a higher standard. Number two, live up to Super Dave.
And I want to thank a member. I will just simply identify a person as one of the finer law enforcement officials.
Officer-friendly.
Officer-friendly right? came by and said that hey, it was, you know, before we released Matt, he would have loaned us a taser.
Oh, that is nice.
I know he was kidding, but it was still it's the thought that counts.
Or was he?
Really. Or was he, exactly.
He loaned Joe the taser for the weekend.
And Joe, I do believe, was ready at your behest to kill Matt, you know, in a very slow way.
Slowly.
He was going to reenact a scene from Midnight Express, which I watched last night on the High Def channel. I haven't seen that in a long time. That movie holds up.
Mike calls that foreplay.
Yeah, it made for a great evening. It really did.
I'll bet.
We had our twist ties, too.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike.
Your lead story has to be, we've not mentioned this, in this break.
What?
It is Mike's birthday.
It is Mike's birthday. Happy birthday,
Mike. Mike's birthday.
It's been a big day for you.
Right here.
Mike's got his shirt on. It says, right thank you, everyone.
Right here. Enjoy that.
The big 6-0.
Right here. Yeah, I don't feel 60.
You don't look it.
I really don't. I don't feel 60 at all, and I don't feel as light as I am.
You're as handsome as ever.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate that. I really do. I feel handsomer. Yeah.
I think it's true.
Yeah.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. We don't know the hows and whys yet, but NBC has called off its plans to interview Paris Hilton when she gets out of jail on Monday.
Oh.
Really?
There were reports NBC and Paris had agreed to a $1 million deal for an exclusive interview with the Today Show's Meredith Vieira to air early next week.
You think is that whole thing, Buzz, about how the networks want to think that they have fake integrity by saying they're not going to pay for an interview?
I wonder about that. And I know a lot of people inside NBC were less than thrilled, especially since there have been a lot of layoffs at that network recently. Mm. But from a journalistic ethics standpoint, and I believe the last argument I heard was, well, the NBC News division isn't paying the money. NBC Entertainment is paying her the money, and somehow that made it better, I guess. But now, for whatever reason...
Today's show falls under the umbrella of NBC News, though, right?
It does.
Still
actually.
Does, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And both sides had denied the deal existed. Now TMZ.com reports that NBC has canceled the first interview. I don't know what that means when they say the first interview has been canceled.
Maybe they had scheduled like two or three, when she gets out, when she's been out for a while. And does this open it up now for Barbara Walters, who was just kissing ass for 3 weeks nonstop?
Because there's a completely independent show and absolute, you know, I swear to God, you mentioned Barbara Walters, I bet she's going to be all over that next week.
I bet
week.
That there'll be a rumor before the end of next week that Paris will be the fourth chair on The View.
And that would really move that show along, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't that be good?
That'd be hot. Some of the people...
Everybody can suck it.
Some of the people who try to protect us are having a little trouble protecting themselves. The Homeland Security Department has been violated more than 800 times by computer hackers, viruses, and other security breaches over the last couple of years. The report to Congress cites cases in which hacker tools for stealing passwords were found on two DHS. There's the hacker now.
Hacker.
tools for stealing passwords.
I hardly knew her. Hacker.
They found them on two DHS computer systems. The Department of Homeland Security oversees the TSA, the Border Patrol, the Coast Guard, Customs, and FEMA. Coast Guard and TSA computer workstations were found to be infected with malicious software used for communicating with outsiders.
You know a movie I like that holds up real well, too, is that movie Firewall with Harrison Ford. Have you seen that one?
I think that movie cannot suck
enough. Oh, I love that movie.
Oh, please.
Well, no, I'm serious. No,
so am I.
Well, then I'll say to you, oh, please.
I saw it in the theater, and it's on HBO all the time now.
I like it.
Oh, I don't.
I like it.
It's like every other bad Harrison Ford movie that he makes now.
I like that his handshake when he's doing it. You ever notice when he's getting all, my daughter. And I like that Virginia Madsen, too.
I like her plenty.
Yeah.
And I even like the bad guy that's running the whole operation.
The kind of slick James Spader-looking kind of guy, the blonde guy.
The Aryan-looking guy.
Is it is the plot a little too much mundane? Is that what it is?
It's just, you know, I don't know what it was. It was, it's Harrison Ford once again as a guy who has to protect his family. And, he's a real brave guy and he beats the crap out. It was like Clear and Present Danger or the Tom Clancy movies he'd been in.
Yeah, I guess I just like that when he's doing that. I like Harrison Ford.
I really like him better in...
Do you think maybe, I was watching it this morning, do you think I just liked it because it was my birthday?
Everything's better.
I was like watching it in between getting ready. I'd take a shower, put it on pause, go in, shave, come out, look a little bit of it, you know, and then at the end, you know what I liked about it? I liked the quick resolution.
And I think
simple and quick.
When I saw it, I think that's what I didn't like. One of the things really I didn't like about it.
It wasn't intricate enough. It's very quick at the end. Like all of a sudden, bingo, he frees his family. Didn't you like the sex scene? Didn't you like that? With Peter North?
Happy birthday.
You're king of the North. You're king of the Fords.
I know.
King of the North.
Thank you, everyone.
As your T-shirt says.
Thank you, everyone.
I don't know. I guess it's Harrison Ford being a badass. Mm-hmm. I'd rather see Harrison Ford play more to his age.
He is definitely, at that crossroads where he has, well, I don't think he has any more action adventure in
it. Do with him like they used to do with, what's his name on the Rockford Files? When he would punch
James
somebody.
James Garner?
When he would punch somebody, he would go, ow, God, that hurt my hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think he has any chance of pulling off this new Indiana Jones flick?
If they are going to play to age, he probably will be very good at it. I mean, if they do that type of thing, but otherwise, it's impossible for him to be running around as the same guy that he used to be.
You know, he's going
to
play his dad in the movie, his real dad, Jerry Jones, Indiana Jones' dad.
Oh, I thought you meant Jerry Ford.
Now, you go in there and get me a spider. Would you need a shovel if you wanted Jerry Ford to be in that movie?
Yeah, but you went Harrison.
My
Ford.
Name is Betty, and I'm an alcoholic.
She could play his father.
That's a great grandfather. My late pappy.
Pappy.
Yeah. Go in that cave and battle them snakes, you yella. Yeah.
I know it's yella.
Go get them.
His teeth.
I know it's yellow. It's Matt's underpants.
Yeah, and every other color.
Oh yeah. Yellow and orange.
And cream.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just so long as nobody breaks into the Pentagon's email system, I think we're going to be okay here.
Pentagon.
Uh-oh. Pentagon officials now confirmed they, too, have been hacked. CNN reports that about a third of the computer users at the Pentagon who work for Defense Secretary Robert Gates had their email system penetrated.
Oh, and you know what else? It's Chloe's in that movie, and I didn't think that she was particularly good in that movie either. Firewall. Yeah. Now the more I think about it.
He fires her. Remember when the guy makes him fire her? Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was good because it's your birthday. That's why, Mike.
Maybe you're right. I don't know. I'll go back. You know what? I'm gonna get myself in a really far away mood when I'm away from my birthday and I'm having one of those life sucks days. And I'm gonna put that movie on and I'm gonna see how it goes.
See how it plays.
I think it's nice that you took time away from opening presents long enough to watch a movie.
Well, I could eat cake and watch the movie at the same time, which was a delightful enterprise.
And then there are the people.
Thank you, everyone.
The people who protect the people who protect us.
Yes.
At Walter Reed Medical Center yesterday, where many of our returning wounded soldiers go, an armed security guard shot at one of his fellow guards outside the hospital's busy entrance. The guards were arguing with each other, and one of the guards got insulted and started shooting.
Hi, this is Wendell Hall. In all this excitement, I sort of forgot myself.
Him again.
This is a Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world. So what you've got to be asking yourself is, do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
I don't know.
Good luck.
The guard fired.
Good luck.
The guard fired 10 shots. Never mind that pedestrians and motorists stood between them. Pedestrians ducked out of the way, but some parked cars got hit. Even though it was rush hour, miraculously, nobody got hurt. The guard who did the shooting now faces attempted murder charges.
Is Walter's son okay? Was Billy okay?
The rest of them are fine.
Thank you.
Big news from Six Flags parks across the country today.
That's right. Kids, hold on to those Crocs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Crocs are very significant. That's the most. That's the worst picture of a president I've ever seen.
No, I was talking about the girl whose feet got cut off. Because that's what you're talking about, right? Six Flags?
Yes, and the things that have happened since that.
Sorry,
incident.
I wasn't paying attention.
Remember, Mike, earlier today we started the show by spotlighting Dan Snyder because... Mm-hmm.
And you called it as the new name that they're going to rename it, right? Dan Snyder's Theme Park.
Dan Snyder's Theme Park.
Dan Snyder's Theme Park.
At Dan Snyderland.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do the same thing we did with Disney and Eisner.
Uh-huh.
At Dan Snyder's Theme Park.
That's right.
At Snyder World.
Snyder World.
Uh-huh. Snyderland.
That's good better.
Idea. Anyway, the girl got her feet cut up. Well, Buzz does the news.
And, yeah, Six Flags is reacting to that, and I'll tell you how when
we'll
come back.
We'll be right back. Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you. I'm just drifting. The last 45 minutes, I'm not going to be here.
Check.
Yeah, everybody prepare for that. I'm beginning to have the birthday drift right now.
We understand.
But thank you, everyone.
This is the Don and Mike Show.